This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's the holidays. It's me. I'm hanging out with my normal Christmas crew. It's me. It's Cormac McCarthy, Gene Triplehorn, and Miss Pac-Man from the video game. She looked like Pac-Man. She's got a bow. Two guys, two girls, you know, it's sort of like a double date-y vibe, but it's also Christmas, so we're keeping it not necessarily sexual between us. And we're making gingerbread cookies, like something that people do at that time of year. And Gene Triplehorn points out that it's kind of unfair, you know, that it's always gingerbread men, and that's not a fair representation. And I've been really big on gender equality just for the past couple months and saying, like, this is actually kind of a cool idea. So we start making pretty pronounced camel toes in some of the gingerbread characters. And they're getting bigger and bigger. Right. And it's starting to get a little scary because if that's what it looks like sort of through the pants, then what's inside?
Exactly.
You know, and at a certain point, is that what I like? Is that something, you know, potentially medical? And so, you know, we're still also trying to put on like some sprinkles and some frosting and some other normal stuff, but pretty much without any of us saying it, all of our attention becomes focused on these gingerbread camel toes. And it's no longer just on some of them. It's on all of them. And
sorry, Sean.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're missing. Normally, you start out with the what up?
Yeah. So sorry. I'm here with Lamar. You know, say hey.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Lamar Woods. Yeah. So Sam Hayes is running late. He's on his way. He said just start without him. He might not make it. And he just texted me really quickly. There's sort of a list of things we are allowed to talk about and aren't allowed to talk about. Lamar, you know the show.
Yeah.
Hayes is the host. I'm kind of the sidekick. And so I kind of have to follow the rules. And when he's not here, there's some host stuff that you would think I would take over. He's made it pretty clear. No, you can't do that.
Okay.
So, so it's going to limit us a little bit, but I think – sometimes artists work better under restrictions.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It's why network comedies are so much funnier than comedies on cable.
Exactly.
It's why the Beatles lyrics, you know, are better than the lyrics of Pharaoh Monk or whatever.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah, someone who has so much freedom is just a little too crazy.
They almost don't know what to say because there's all these choices.
Right, right.
Whereas, like, some of those Beatles songs are about friggin' camel toes and stuff like that, you know, like they just don't say it.
Exactly. Or you're going to a buffet, you know, like Golden Corral, but versus like going to a King Chinese buffet, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Very specific stuff and it's very creative.
Yeah. So, yes. So we'll be able to have fun inside the boundaries today and there'll just be some things we can't do. So a lot of times, you know, you might start the show by saying, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet, linebacker, hallways of this industry we call showbiz, but we will not be saying that. And Sam, make a note to cut that out because I really do not want to get put in a triangle choke.
Right.
And choked out.
Is that what he would – yeah, what is the consequence?
He's asked me not to talk about what would happen, but it's something unpleasant for me.
Okay.
Because I like choosing when I'm conscious and when I'm not.
Right.
And I don't like to be unconscious at the will of another man.
Okay. So he's put hands on you.
Well, it's and again, he's pretty explicitly said don't say anything
about
that.
Okay, right. We're not supposed to talk about
that. Yeah, but But right. Yeah, I don't like the way it feels.
Well, just wink at me if everything is cool in your...
That's going to be hard because I'll be winking at you already because I'm liking so much of what you're bringing to the table that I am having a lot of reasons to already wink.
Yeah.
So maybe I can do like a double blink or something like that, which I would never do in casual conversation. What up? Also off the table, just so you know, so don't do that. Let's get into it. Lamar, you're a very funny guy. You're an actor. You're a writer. You're a filmmaker. We're not allowed to talk about that stuff, just like Hollywood, movies, TV. I hope you weren't, wanting to promote anything or anything like that because, of course, that's kind of Hayes's domain. I mean, he actually does this stuff. You know, he works in that field.
So I can't – the Hollywood ham – I can't talk about no Hollywood stuff.
We don't know. We didn't – because that's sort of his – that's what he is about.
Okay.
And he's a great host and he's a good friend. And I think he's only looking out for me when he kind of makes these rules.
Right.
But he would be very mad if we talked about Hollywood or movies or TV. So if you wanted to talk about whether or not they're going to do the child orgy scene in the movie It.
Yeah, I did want to ask you if you – we're going to see that movie.
Well, I, unfortunately.
Is that too far? Did I mess up already?
Yeah, you'll take your answer off the air.
Okay.
And I just gave him a big wink. So.
That was a good wink. Can we talk about winking and just that?
Well, Hayes considers himself something of a body language expert. Uh-huh. And it's a field of study that he's passionate about.
Right.
He has all these sort of dating hacks where if you think a woman at a bar might be looking at you, check your watch. If she is into you, she'll also check her watch or check the time.
Right.
Because she's seen you do it. And that's one of the things Hayes goes – and he goes, and then she's all yours and you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
And he said that to me a few times. So I think winking falls sort of under the same umbrella, right? We're kind of talking about the kind of stuff he's into.
Right.
But what are we into, you know?
Yeah.
And if you just want to throw something out, like what do you want to talk about? And movies, TV, there's too much of that in this town. So what are you into?
I mean, I expected it. I did have a short film about acting techniques and winking.
Please stop.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't talk about my short. Why don't we talk about the weather? I feel like I just went to the worst possible place.
He loves the weather. Yeah. He's his like
So he's got weather.
So smart stuff, like science and stuff like that. He's like really big on like science books and science stuff.
Right.
He's really smart about that. So I think that, first of all, we're doing the audience a disservice if we talk about that.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
They
because they're not
the
getting
weather.
To hear. Well, they might want to hear about it. They want to hear about
hurricanes.
It from a genius, yeah.
Well, because I was looking at this picture before we got in today. And it was a picture of an old couple. One name was Harvey and the other name was Irma. Mm. And they were celebrating that their names are the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And it looked adorable, but also it was like weirdly gross.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is weird. Like they're happy, but it's destroying millions of people.
Yeah. And old couples is, again, that sort of.
Okay.
If it's old people dating,
so,
been sort of.
So definitely.
That's when it hazes. Kind of avenues. But, not all is lost. So it looks like you kind of whiffed. You kind of struck out pitching something we could talk about. That's okay. That can happen.
I was trying to really,
Yeah. No, that's okay.
It was a good spin on weather, I think.
Yeah, but again, please don't bring it up. Hayes has given me things we are allowed to talk about, to help. And he says, girly stuff like makeup and dresses is okay because he doesn't care about that, For him, he said a lot of times the only thing interesting about a girl's dress is what it looks like crumpled up on his floor.
Wow.
And that's what Hayes said. So I would say, let's get into it. You're something of a fashionista.
Sure.
What blogs are you kind of getting your style tips from?
Well, I don't have too much experience with dresses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think... makeup, maybe I can speak to that a bit. I mean,
okay, great. Yeah, because you've done some performing. You've worked in, well, we shouldn't connect it to film. Yeah. Though. We should not connect it to film.
That's my experience with makeup is on set. So.
No, I know, I know. No, I know.
Have you ever, like, put makeup on somebody? What about that? Like, have you ever makeup the girl? Is that a weird question?
No, that's something, that's sort of within what we're allowed to do. That's, you're making lemonade here.
Yeah. What does that feel
like? I haven't.
Yeah. Oh, you never done it?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, there's lots, you know, what do you think of, like, how about this? Oscars, right? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no. Okay, I got.
I was going to talk about dresses and
let's
the Oscars.
Just, yeah, no. So let's move on from dresses and makeup. And one thing that Hayes really doesn't mind if we talk about is, you know, gross stuff like moldy cheese.
Okay, cool.
And that can be pretty gross,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And guys like us,
yeah,
we could get a little nasty.
Oh, we
could. And talk about,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
let's
some
get a
of
little
this.
Dirty.
Some
yeah.
of this yucky, but not.
I didn't even shower today.
Don't
so.
Make it sexual. Oh, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
Or no, I did. I did. I just
you
forgot.
Did.
I always want to be honest with my fans.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to lie about that. I think, but I'm ready to get dirty with you either way.
Yeah, so cost. Let's talk about some gross stuff like moldy cheese. And then the other thing that he was very positive about us discussing maybe was surgery, like leg surgeries or,
oh my God.
You know, like gruesome
yeah.
kind of.
Like real nasty,
hospital.
Like nasty stuff.
Yeah, yeah, nasty stuff. Moldy cheese and then
so this is like the nasty handbook.
Stuff.
We might as well just get dirty.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let's make him wish he was here so that we can talk about
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, but not so much that then I get punished.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Okay.
So. So the nasty handbook. Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah.
So cheese, you know, can get so stinky and can be so –
It is stinky. Yeah.
It can. Yeah. It can. And when it gets so moldy, it's really stinking and you get a big whiff of that.
Yeah.
And you can really be like, ew, like am I going to eat that?
Right.
But talk about putting it on a cracker.
Yeah. I mean, well, basically, you know – back in the day, I used to take crackers, you know what I'm saying, and I'd get some cheese out of the cupboard or whatever, you know. And, you know, I'll take a good butter knife, nothing too strong, nothing too sharp. I don't really keep sharp knives in the house because I don't want nobody to stab me. But I'll cut a little piece, spread it on the cracker, you know, take a little bite, try to make sure that I feel good after I eat it. And then, I'm off to bed, you know. That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, putting it on a cracker, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have done some stuff with cheese and a cracker.
Yeah.
And I got to say, the two together, sort of the crunch and the soft.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it can be, I think we've said – sort of stinky, some
right,
of the
right.
cheese.
Yeah, yeah, it's dangerous.
But then
it's
it tastes kind of good.
It's
yes, you
sexual.
Are getting. Yes, you right. are crossing the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yes, and sexuality, of course, we're not going to talk about too much because Hayes is like a sexpert,
right?
Self-proclaimed.
Okay.
He has a sex column.
Oh, right, online.
No,
oh.
no, that's what he calls his wiener.
That's what he calls it. Does it have categories?
Yeah, yeah, he has a sex column.
Man.
Yeah, because it's shaped like a column.
Oh, okay. So, it's, yeah, more like the visual aspect. I don't know why it took it so hard for me to get there.
No, it's – yeah, yeah.
I understand now.
No, it's So anyway, we were talking about cheese being kind of like sex.
Yeah.
And it is like, you know, often pleasure is at its greatest when there's a slight element of pain.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And so when you're eating cheese for it to be delicious
– yeah.
pungent, and also to have that sharp edge to it.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah,
sting, that
I
bite of that.
That
stink.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I think, is what's going to really cause you to climax
right.
In a culinary sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Climax of delicious flavor and crunchiness in the soft.
I love that we're getting – we never get to talk about this on this show.
I know, yeah. I was so ready to talk about my independent film.
Yeah, yeah, that you worked so hard on. Yeah,
I did. I worked really hard on it, but I don't mind talking about cheese.
And Sam cut this out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we kind of have hit bottom with that. So Hayes was saying that we were allowed to talk about boring stuff like spelling tests and stuff.
Okay, so, oh, man, this is my shit, though, because I cannot spell at all. So
okay.
I'm glad if we can get some perspective on spelling and hopefully get to the bottom of it. I would love to talk about that.
Yeah. And he doesn't want it to be too funny or anything, what we're saying. You know? But he does want it to sort of be about, like, boring stuff like spelling tests. So you can't spell? So that must make the test pretty hard.
I know, man. Let me tell you something. Like, first of all, when I'm – just so for the audience can understand what a spelling test is.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Hey, Scoop Troop, you know, get out your pens and try to spell these tips right.
Exactly. What we're doing is they have versions of the word.
Uh-huh.
So say actually is a word that's hard to spell, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So four versions of actually, and then you circle the one that spell correctly.
Mm-hmm.
This can be very difficult, and I personally have trouble with that word specifically. Do you have any words?
And where are you when you're doing this?
Just usually online, or you know, just trying to bone up on my spelling. But
I think
the most popular, most relevant, I guess, place where they do it is
college. And Hayes did ask me not to use the phrase "bone up."
Oh, okay,
that's just kind of his thing.
Sorry to interrupt. Uh-huh. Can I take pictures? Did he say if?
He said they have to be from really unflattering angles.
Okay.
Oh, man. But what about the girls that see this? All right. Let's see.
Yeah. He just doesn't want it to look sexy when he's not here.
I'm usually, like, in a sexy pose in this podcast.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. I know. I know that.
But like I was saying, do you have any words that you can't spell?
Well, I have words that I have failed to spell.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
And one great thing about this thing we call life.
Yeah.
Is that you get to learn from your mistakes, don't you, Lamar?
Yeah.
And so moving forward, I'm not going to spell that wrong again.
Yeah.
And if there is a word, like for you to go like, is there a word you often misspell?
Yeah.
I would go, no, there's not. There's words I've misspelled once.
Yeah.
And never again.
Yeah. I don't have that.
I did lose the fifth grade spelling bee on the word guttural.
Oh, really? Is that a word?
You want to spell it now?
Yeah. You want to try it out?
Yeah, you want to take – this will fill up some time.
I got to say that I'm having a great time here.
It's been like, really fun. I hate that we never do this on the show. I almost wonder, should this have been the show from the beginning?
Right, yeah. Because it's very interesting to see what type of things we'll end up talking
about. And the energy's electric. And you don't know where it's going to go. You just know where it's not going to go. And you know pretty specifically what you can talk about.
Okay, so here's guttural. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. G. U. T-T-E-R. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I did.
Oh,
and that's exactly what I did.
Is it wrong?
Yeah, and that's exactly. And I feel a kinship now, and I feel closer to you now maybe than I've ever felt.
That's all
anyone.
I really wanted out of this spelling conversation was for someone to connect with me on that, because I feel like sometimes I'm on an island alone, and it can be sad because in my text I get really hammered on for not spelling words in my text
and
directly, my emails.
I wish we could talk about our Desert Island albums now.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be
something
great, you know?
Can we?
No, we can't.
Yeah, where is this cat, man?
Yeah, he said he's going
to
be here
tell him
maybe.
To get here so we can talk about Hollywood shit.
I know that's your whole thing.
Yeah, I'm all about Hollywood. I came on the Hollywood Handbook. So I could talk about Hollywood.
So surgery, it's incisions, it's stitches, you know, it's getting there rooting around, moving the ligaments around and digging in. And, and the human meat, the warm human meat that doctors have to sort of deal with.
Yeah. You know, my
what's
sister
your favorite,
just had surgery. Like, she had surgery in the back, or in her back and the spine. Oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
okay?
This is a good conversation. Yeah. No, she's great. She's doing great. Yeah, everything went well.
I didn't,
No, it's okay to bring up surgery.
Okay.
It doesn't mean.
No, I just wouldn't,
Okay.
What?
So we
for what?
Oh, for her back. She had like a disc issue in her back. It's okay. Everything is cool, baby. Yeah, like also, you know, all that really happened was you brought up a surgery, and I said I was just trying to relate to it by saying my sister had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it could be anything.
You know, I feel like I'm missing now, so maybe you could pitch another sort of thing to talk about.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about surgery because my sister had surgery, so I have a lot to talk about with that, like physical therapy, you
and
know,
the doctor. Yeah.
If you don't want to talk about surgery, it's fine, I guess.
So obviously Hayes is like really smart about sports, and he's like really good at all the sports, and he's a great athlete, and so he did send me a note saying we can't talk about sports except for the WNBA because it's fake.
What?
And to me, I'm like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, that's really offensive, I think.
Like, I thought, okay, cool. There's a professional female sports league that is finally, like, starting to get some traction and some real recognition and, and has a fan base. And that's really cool. And I don't think it is fake, you know?
Yeah.
I said to him, fake like wrestling? Like, does he think the games are fixed?
That's my question. Like, what does he mean by fake? Like, it doesn't, it's a myth?
And he said, and here's what he said. It's fake that they're even doing it.
Okay.
And so, at that point, I'm pissed, right?
Yeah.
And I'm cocked back like,
right?
You know, this is it. I'm finally going to sort of, I'm finally going to kind of like come back over the top on this guy.
Yeah.
Been choking me out on a pretty regular basis.
Right, right. So he is choking you then.
Well,
Look, if he's choking you, look, I can't let my man be getting hurt. Like, you know, I got nothing but love for you. I just told you, opened up and told you about my sister. So anything, anybody trying to hurt you.
So is it me and you versus Hayes?
Look, that's, I'm not saying that's what I want.
Right,
I'm just saying
if
he's putting his hands on you, I can't do that. Like, I can't let that happen because you're a good friend, and I wish this feels really good. Yeah.
I only really have the one friend so far, and it's Hayes.
Oh, okay.
So hearing you say, I'm a good friend, and that part of that friendship is not, you know, me, you know,
getting
choked.
If you're friends with me, what comes with that is safety. Not that I can protect you. I'm not like a strong guy or anything, but that's one thing I know that I care about.
Yeah, you know? Safety. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I want you to be safe. And
would you say that you love me and or are in love with me?
Nah. I mean, I'm not in love with you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying.
No, I know. No, I know. And that was actually was a joke.
Yeah.
Which is part of one of the things we do. I mean, Hayes has asked that we limit the jokes on this episode.
Right, right.
Which I feel like I've been doing. But at the same time, I do want you to know that that was a joke. What I asked, and that it was actually I was making fun of Sam.
Oh, okay.
And that's like something Sam would maybe say, and talk about that, Sam.
I
how pathetic you are.
I want to say I'm sorry.
Mm.
Just for it. I wanted today to be my chance to show you, you know, that I could run this ship with Kevin gone. And,
I was like, where's Kevin? Kevin emailed me like, you want to do the podcast? But I'm like,
right.
I got here.
Yeah,
Kevin's not
and he's
here.
Missing. And then so the photos are going to be all jacked up.
Yeah.
There was one more thing. Hayes had said that we can talk about city planning if we want. He was saying that only dorks care about that shit and that it's actually lame.
Oh,
So, like, what do you think about, like, you know, zoning laws and the amount of parking spaces you have to build a residence unit in this city?
Look, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I can't – I'm like everyone else. I got to talk about Hollywood.
No.
I got to fucking do it, man.
Please, you're Lamar, don't talk about Hollywood. Look, no, let's talk about –
I
want to
talk about Deadline. I want to talk about
Sue Bird's assist record or multiplication table. Like, let's talk about something like that.
I can't.
You know.
Like, what's going on with Louis C.K.? We got to talk about this.
No, I can't. Candace Parker or –
Now, what about – the new fall release, all the shows that are coming out on Fox.
We can't talk about the new fall
stuff.
Shows. Are you kidding me?
Hayes is going to be. New Girl, it's our last season. I got to talk about
that.
All
right, Lamar. All right, Lamar. Look.
Can we do it?
All right. we'll talk about it. Just let's talk about it quiet, and maybe we can put like a music
bed. No, I want to do it loudly.
We can put a music bed over it, and then like maybe Hayes won't notice, you know, that we, that's what we talked about. But like, I agree. I couldn't be more excited about the new fall shows. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. We got,
you're talking to Mr. New Fall
Shows. They got a show that's on an airplane. The whole show is on the airplane.
The slate they've got for network comedy this year.
Yeah, I'm ready. I already got my whole...
It's going to reinvent the genre.
Yeah, I can't believe we've waited this long to talk about. We're over here talking about bullshit. And the real stuff is right on the table here.
I'm sorry. Young Sheldon and old Sheldon on the same network?
Exactly. What about Bobby Moynihan?
He's got
three versions of him.
From SNL to all of a sudden now he lives in like alternate timelines. Like that's some of the trippiest shit I ever heard of. And now I can't stay quiet
about it. I love timelines. Timelines is awesome. And check this out.
Hey!
The mayor.
Whoa. What was that?
Is that...
Are you guys talking about Hollywood stuff?
No, sir. Sorry, Hayes. When did you? I thought you were on your way here. What? How did you?
I am on my way.
Okay.
Beat your ass.
No. Please don't.
I told you not to talk about
Hollywood stuff. Hayes,
that's
my
favorite thing to talk about. I heard you talking about Young Sheldon, and I heard you talking about the airplane show, and I had a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about with that.
No, please. I'm sorry,
it's
Hayes.
It's my fault. I pushed him. He was trying very hard not to talk about Hollywood.
He's an adult. He could decide what he wants to talk about for himself.
I know. And I only wanted to
talk about this. Now this is why I did this. This was my whole plan.
What did you do?
I decided I was going to be late, and I told Sam to patch me in because I thought we've been doing this show for so long. Maybe it's a good time to just check in and make sure that Sean wouldn't talk about Hollywood stuff without me there, and that he would stick to the topics that we had cleared ahead of time.
But we did.
Like
the moldy cheese.
That was good. No, I'm saying you did. Yeah. You did some good stuff for a long time. The moldy cheese stuff was good. The crackers discussion is not that was not on the list.
But that's what you eat cheese with crackers.
We're going to talk about putting moldy cheese on crackers.
Crackers are like foodie stuff.
And that's my thing, is being a big foodie.
But I so specifically avoided saying like that maybe we mix honey or some dried apricots with the crackers, you know, because Lamar was signaling to me he wanted that.
I'm sorry. Crackers are good gourmet foods.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
Sitting on it by itself on the table, no plate discussion. Moldy cheese on the table.
Well, Hayes, how far are you? I gotta get to an appointment, but if you can get here,
I'm two and a half hours away.
Okay,
that's so long. We won't have the studio anymore.
Yeah, look, because I'd love to talk about the airplane show with you. I mean, there's so many things that can happen on an airplane that I just can't even really wrap my head around.
It can get hijacked. It can crash. I can't wait for the crash episode.
Exactly.
The show is infinite possibilities. It's very obvious why these characters would be spending time together every week in multiple locations. The passengers and the airplane crew hanging outside of the plane is just a very natural scenario for a show. But we're not going to talk about that for 2.5 hours until I get there.
Okay.
We can't even talk about it on the phone with you while you're on your way? I mean, that seems easier.
No, it's not for the phone. It's not for the phone. As you could hear when I was just doing it, you know, it's more of like an in-person presentation. I'm actually going to do some of that stuff again when I get there.
Okay. Well, we can wait. I don't know how much longer I can wait. I'm supposed to get a haircut. I got at 2, so...
Okay.
His hair is looking out of control.
Yeah, you do not want to see me right now. We did talk about though.
You can talk about me, myself, and I.
Okay.
But not when he's a kid.
Okay.
And not when he's an old man.
Okay, so just the Bobby stuff.
The present day timeline of me, myself, and I.
All right.
Well, that'll be enough. That'll be enough to fill out the rest of the episode. Hey, I'm so sorry I let you down, Mr. Hayes. What happened to me is... I think that I thought I could get a good rush out of being so rebellious, and I think I've learned my lesson that
you know what?
It's a good way to get
hurt. Don't punk out to him, to Hayes. You going to let him punk you out? Look here, Hayes, you putting your hands on my friend here. I don't appreciate that.
Hold on.
I don't appreciate
that. Sean, let me punk you out.
Sorry, Mr. Lamar.
Let me punk you out right now.
Yes, don't punk him out.
No, I don't want to get punked out.
Lamar has told me that part of friendship is being able to feel safe, and I think I've decided that that's something I want, is to not get punked out and not get your hands put on me.
Yeah, you're safe because I'm protecting you. When, like, if you don't have me to protect you, then all these people in Hollywood are going to, you know, do the kind of stuff that they did before I came along. Do you remember that when you were by yourself?
Yeah.
That wasn't so good, was it?
No.
He
weren't very safe then.
Look, he's making a good point, Sean. It's hard for me to watch punk outs happen in front of me without saying anything.
But sometimes they're for the best.
Yeah. I forgot about the Hollywood that exists outside of the three of us.
This town could just straight up eat me alive.
Yeah. And it's kind of like prison in a weird way. You got to get someone to hold that
I'm holding the inside of his pocket.
Yeah. So.
Look, I got to start looking at the road. Can you just hang on, you know, talk about this other stuff? Did you talk about surgery?
Yeah, we brought it up, but Lamar's sister recently had surgery, and I got a little uncomfortable with how real that was for him.
I don't want to talk about this. This is the whole plan.
She's
I don't want to hear about it.
My sister's fine.
Don't tell Hayes that.
I don't want to hear about it.
But I want to connect with you guys.
That is for you guys. Yeah, that is your thing.
No, I know the wounds. Yeah, I was talking about how doctors kind of deal with warm human meat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't like that. Was there anything else I'm forgetting that could sort of take us out?
ODPs, multiplication tables, girl stuff. I hate talking about girl stuff. Tea parties and dresses.
I think the dresses and makeup kind of got us back into kind of a Hollywood thing, like putting makeup on set, or the dresses people wear to the Oscars.
Right, yeah, that was our only really connection to that stuff. So
you can talk about, it's only dresses worn at like tea parties. That's the kind of stuff you could talk about.
Yeah, or at a picnic or something.
But look, you guys have fun. You know, you're two like fun guys. Like you should be able to make this work. Okay. And again, I gave you this whole new topic of the present day timeline of me, myself, and I.
But not
how it connects. Not how it connects.
Yeah,
to the,
I was going
to
ask. Can I talk about? Can I talk about how the present day timeline is sort of influenced by the memories he has of his younger self?
Right. Absolutely not. It exists. It's as if the other two timelines didn't exist until I get there.
And it's kind of neat how
my stuff.
It's neat how the choices he's making in the present day sort of foreshadow some of what you're going to see in the future.
You don't know about that. Okay.
It's really just me, myself. It's just myself then.
Then it's just myself.
It's myself. It's just the show to you is called myself.
Okay. I don't know if I want to watch that show, but we'll talk about it. We'll see if we can dig deep.
We'll try to, we'll try to let that carry us out. And
what
then,
highway are you on? Are you on a pretty big highway?
I'm on like a beach road.
Okay, like the PCH type of thing.
Okay, wow. Okay,
I'm on a big bridge going over like a huge body of water.
Okay.
You better focus.
Yeah, no, that sounds like you. Yeah, are you sure it's not an aircraft carrier?
It could be.
You're not on an airplane,
it does look like it's going to run out pretty soon.
Okay, all right. Well, be safe, please. You know, I need my big,
strong
host.
Yeah, you be
safe.
You get my drift?
I do.
All right.
And then Lamar made like a short film he made an independent movie that he wanted to talk about. Can we get into that?
Okay.
At all?
Yeah. Okay. When I get there. Great. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. We'll all right. Bye.
Hayes? I hung up, I guess.
Yeah. So myself coming this fall.
Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting move for Bobby. I was wondering, you know, CBS is really trying to hit the market of like old, young, and middle.
It's well, but to us, I guess they're just aiming for the middle.
Yeah, so pretty much our generation.
No, because it would be a generational comedy which sort of hits, you know, all four quadrants, ideally.
Right.
But
that's what made me
for
excited.
Us, it's just the one quadrant.
I was going to watch it with my dad and my son. and that's what excited me about it. But now I can only watch it with, I guess, you.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah. I think that's okay, I guess. But, at least we get to talk about some Hollywood stuff. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah,
because,
just to scratch that itch.
Yeah, I mean, I've been wanting to get on the Hollywood Handbook for so long.
It's been the elephant in the room for a long time. It's like, hey, how come these guys aren't talking about Hollywood?
Right, exactly.
Really, that's all we have to offer.
Right. Well, I can wait a little longer to see if he gets here, but if he's not here and, you know, he doesn't get here soon, I'm going to have to take off because I got to get a haircut. And it's the only time I can do it, right at 2 o'clock. And I'll let him know that I was on Hollywood Handbook. And he was actually excited, my barber. I told him I was going to be on Hollywood Handbook. And he was like, oh, man, you got to talk about Hollywood, brother. You got to talk about all that stuff. I mean, let me, I can give you some stories if you want. Like, he's always trying to give me podcast
stories.
And
he gave you stories, but we're not allowed to say them.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into any of them. I was getting a haircut a week ago. And my hair goes really fast, by the way. And I'm like, yeah, next week I'm going on Hollywood Handbook. It's going to be great.
And your barber's a fan. Yeah.
Oh, he's like, I love that show. I love Hayes. I love the other guy. And, and he was like, he's like, look, I've been in Hollywood 15 years, man. I got some stories if you want me to give them to you because I know you get nervous for podcasts.
And he wanted to hear you tell these stories. He's like, I'll listen to hear your Hollywood stuff. Yeah. Did he say anything he wouldn't want to hear about when he listened?
No, he told me just talk about whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess he didn't really have much say over
assumed it would mainly be Hollywood, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, because I think the general assumption.
And then
he said
he was a fan of Hayes and the other guy.
Yeah.
And we could presume that was probably me and not Engineer Sam, right?
Yeah. I don't think he knows the engineer's names. So, along with your name. So I guess he only knows Hayes. Which was
Hayes and his sidekick.
And he's probably going to be disappointed when I tell him that Hayes was not here.
Yeah.
And he might, I don't like making him mad when he's cutting my hair. It's weird. If you have room, maybe I could tell you one story. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
tell you what.
Trouble.
I think I found a loophole.
Okay.
Tell it to Sam.
Oh, Sam.
And then I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay. All right, Sam. So check this out.
It's
a real Hollywood story, right? So my barber, he's on the Fox lot, right? And there's like a parking lot. So Fox lot's over on Century City. This is real Hollywood stuff right here. Are you ready for this, Sam?
Yeah.
This ain't no buttons and knobs.
Oh, this is great. They now never get to hear
this. This is cameras and lights and action. So he was walking to the parking lot, and this lady comes out of nowhere. She's like probably like 70 years old, right? And she walks up to Barbara like, oh my God, it's so great to see you again. It's so great to see you, and like hugging him and stuff. And he's like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like, I don't know this lady, right?
Right. Don't look at me. Look at him. Yeah.
And then then the barber goes, sort of hugs her or whatever, you know, tries to play it cool, doesn't want to make her feel too weird.
Uh-huh.
And then the lady runs over and he turns around and the lady's hugging the next dude,
what?
Right? Oh my God. It's a great story, right? That's some good Hollywood shit, Sam.
That was in Hollywood?
This is in Hollywood at the Fox lot, right on Century City by the
the
golf course.
Oh, Hayes would kill me if he knew. Yeah.
You got a question, Sean?
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.